Hey, check it out. I was inspired today to talk about a piece, an article that I read in the New York Post. If you can recall, just a few weeks ago, several weeks ago, there was a young lady by the name of Nayla Kidd, 19-year-old, who had went missing. And this information had gone viral, just like many. We always share the different things. Posts about missing teenagers and missing young girls and missing women, missing people in general. And so it went viral on that kind of case. What was really interesting about Nayla's case was that they really raised some questions and stuff to people was that she was a 19-year-old student at Columbia University with great grades. She had disappeared basically right before she was supposed to take her final exams. Another thing that had taken place was that her bank account had been closed, and actually her Facebook page had been deleted. So those type of things was drawing up questions that made her case kind of unique. And then basically about 2 weeks later, she was found, you know, basically in good health, perfect health. She had just basically, her reason was she needed to start fresh. That right there was something that really caught my attention, which she said she wanted to start fresh. Because in reading her interview that she had done in the New York Post, I actually found myself kind of relating to that. I mean, just check out some of the things she said. I needed to break from my old life of high pressure and unreasonable expectations. School just wasn't interesting to me anymore because I didn't have any close connections with my teachers. I came from a small, tight-knit community at Thatcher, which is the private school she was at before attending Columbia. However, at Columbia, I was lucky if a teacher talked to me. I'm a social learner, and Columbia didn't provide me that opportunity. She said she was a social learner, and Columbia didn't provide her that opportunity. I started plotting my escape, jotting down my plans. She was putting a plan together. I made $14 an hour filming lectures for Columbia Video Network and put every penny into savings. I sold unworn clothes and school supplies through Facebook to make some extra money. She was saving her money, looking for an apartment so she can just relocate and start over. The first person that replied to me 12 hours later, I immediately went and looked at the $750 a month rent. The next day, she had that plan in motion and went into action with it. When I popped out of Morgan Avenue subway stop, I instantly felt like this was an area I wanted to live in. Art covered the walls. Everyone looked interesting, and there's a fun vibe in the air. Wow. I'm going to keep living in my new apartment and have no plans to go back to school again. I always told myself I needed to find gratification through academia, but now I want to find it on my own through the arts. Wow. Here's the last thing she said that really, really touched me. And she says, I finally broke down because I was living a life I thought I should be living instead of a life I want. Wow. Let me tell you something. I say that I can relate to this story in so many ways because I know where she's been. I know what she's thinking. I've done those same kind of crazy things. I'm a cat. I wasn't super great in with the grades in school, but I did get a scholarship to college, and I got a scholarship for theater, for the arts. And when I went to get my scholarship, I went to Bowie State, and I stayed at Bowie State for a year. But I wasn't feeling anything. You know what I'm saying? I felt isolated up there. And I wanted to do more. I didn't know what I wanted to do because I was 19 myself. I wanted to do more, but I wasn't exactly sure. So the first thing I did was I looked at the television, saw a commercial. Ah, Army. Hey, wow, I can go in the Army. I get to travel and get paid for doing so. So what did I do? I went 2 weeks later from seeing that commercial. I was stationed in El Paso, Texas, and I never even withdrew from school. I used to always do crazy stuff like that, looking for what I knew was out there for me. That's a big thing. This is why I feel hurt. I was looking for something that was out there I didn't know what it was, but I knew that there was something that was out there for me. And because me personally had grown up in the arts, I had a feeling that it had to be in the arts. Why did I go the Army route? Basically, because I couldn't afford to travel, and I knew once in the Army, you at least get to travel and I could get to see other places. The point I'm trying to make here basically is that sometimes you got that dream and drive in you, and it eats at you, especially when you're young and you're trying to find yourself. You're trying to understand the ways of the world and understand where your places were, and even most importantly, understand the world that has a place for you. I really dig that, and I give high hopes to Nayla because she's doing it. She's not slacking. You know, she may have, you know, she could have let her mom and stuff know what she was going on and having people not stress and worry and stuff, but we're young. At 19 years old, I was doing all kinds of stuff like that. But we were looking, and we were looking for our place. We were looking for our purpose. So I'm really digging out and have high hopes for her. And that's for any other young person out there. If you have that desire in you in some kind of form or fashion, and you're finding yourself in a place that you just don't feel like you fit the mold in, don't give up. If that desire is in you, go for it. You have to. We only have one life to live. Go for it. I always say that. Go for it. What happened with me? Well, I did my little time in the Army, got out, and I jumped back into the arts field. You know, I played music, I did theater, I wrote, and that's where I feel more comfortable with. But I have to be relaxed in it, not stressed in it. An artist is a interesting person. They consider us weird. No, we're not weird. We're creative. We're inspired. So, shouts going out to Nayla Gadd. Everything is going right with her. Her mom is happy for her. She's in her new place, her new environment, and she's loving it. But at any rate, I'm going to go ahead and put the article down below in the description box and a link to it so you can just go ahead and check it out for yourself. And I'd be curious to hear your opinion on this piece, all right? Other than that, stay blessed. As always, keep God first and peace. I'm out.